Okay, let's begin with Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph. Zvachim Kuf Aleph, and we are start with Kuf Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, five lines up from the bottom. So we're in Perek Tfil Yom now. We are in the 12th Perek, and we are discussing issues of Aninus, as the first Mishnah discussed, different limitations on different people. Tfil Yom and Mechusi Kippurim, the Perek started off. On Tzadik Chesma Beis, that we spoke about, no onein, according to our Girsa, no geya, ve'eno makriv, ve'eno cholik le'echol la'erev. An onein can touch, but cannot be makriv, and obviously a non-Kohen Gadol, and does not get a portion that night in the splitting up of the karbanas, unlike Ba'ali Mumin, who get a portion cholkin ve'ochlin. So, the Mishnah discussed the stira, which the Gemara had a couple of answers for, stira within Rabbi Shimon, and a couple of other issues that brought up whether Achilas Pesachim is Ma'akev or not. So now we're picking up five lines from the bottom. Amrura Kame Derava, Mita Ka'amar, Rabbi Yom Kfura Tofes Leila Midrabanan, from the fact that Rabbi says that the night after the Kfura has the status, is still Asur, Mishum Aninus, Midrabanan, Yom Kfura is Drabanan, so it's Tofes Leila Midrabanan afterwards. So the Gemara says, wouldn't the parallel be, Mechlal di Yom Hamisa, Tofos Leila Midaraisa? So if on a Derabbanan level, the following night after Yom HaKvura has the status of Aninus, just like the day that was Derabbanan. So, isn't that paralleled after, right, a kind of like a Kein Daraisa Tikkun, that the Yom HaMisa, the night after the Yom HaMisa, would also have the status Daraisa. As Rashi says here, four lines from the bottom, the Kasalka Daita, Chlo Asu Chachamim Chizuk L'Divrayim, She'ikaru Midivrayim, Yoser Misha Asa Torah Dvarel. The Rabbanan would just be acting, paralleling after the Din Daraisa. So if the Torah makes has a law of Tofes Lelo Mida Oraisa, that's why the Rabbanan then have the status of a Yom Aninus Derabbanan followed by a Lila of Aninus Derabbanan. So the Gemara says, is that really true though? Should we make such a diak? Vesava Rebbe Aninus Lila Daraisa? Is the following night Daraisa according to Rebbe? As we noted, this is a machlokes. Does Rebbe hold that it is Daraisa? But 1 second, says the Gemara, V'atanya, Heina Yom, we're now going to get into the sugyas of Parsha Shmini, of Aaron and Moshe, and what exactly happened on that fateful day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day, the V'yom HaShmini of the Chanukah HaMishkan. We'll get into the Pesukim of Hashem in a little bit. But the diak was, something happened, that Aaron HaKohen says, what I did, I burned it, the Chatas, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, which we'll talk about more. I burned it, and something about this karbon that is different than all other karbonas. Hein Hayom. Hein is focusing on these karbonas. This is what I did today. So we're medayik in the brisa. Hayom, asur velayla mutter. Today, this karbon for me is asur. Tonight, it would be mutter. Uladoros beba yom mevelayla asur. Div Rabbi Yehuda. But for generations, for the rest of time, besides right now, Aaron HaKohen says, it would be asur even at night. Now, it's mutter at night. But generally, it's going to be asur at night. Why? We'll see. Rebbe Omer, Aninus Laila, Eidem Devei Torah, Lebe Devei Sofim. But Rebbe says, no. It's all Derabbanan. Aaron HaKohen is talking. Aaron is not talking about on a Derabbanan level. Aaron is obviously talking about on a Daraisa level. So Rebbe Yehuda is the one that says the following night is Asur, Mida Oraisa. But Rebbe holds that no. Aninus Laila is only Derabbanan following the day of. So Kasha, we just thought that according to Rebbe, the night after would be the Araisa. What's the Hava mean here to explain the difference by Aaron HaKohen? So again, Rashi says, generally, there are other Karbanos, there are other Kohanim, but now there are no other Kohanim, right? It's just Aaron and his sons, and they're both Tamei, right, because of what just happened. Hein Hayom, Rashi says, Hein, Mashma de Elo Karbanos Chalukim Mishar Karbanos. These karbanos are different. Sha'alei shamata la ochlan ba'aninus laila b'neisha kulanu onanim. You think that, oh, they can be eaten, you heard, you Moshe Rabbeinu heard, they can be eaten even by an onain, but that doesn't apply, the ain't koin la ochlan. Ava ladaro, she'ish koinim la ochlan, be'yom by malayla asr. Right now you're saying that it's going to be eaten by special karbanos. Yeah, that might apply now, but that's only because there are no other koinim, and we don't want it to turn into nosar. And there's nobody else to eat it. So even though it's Asur Midrabanan, might be able to eat it. But Ladoros, that there are other Kohanim La'ochlan, Beim Bayom Beim Alayla, is going to be Asur. That's the chilik between the then and the now. And interesting, it sounds like the focus of eating, and this is a topic that has come up a number of times, is the focus of eating Karbanos about the Kohen eating it or about the Karban being eaten. right? That here it's clear that it's not just, if it's just about the Kohen eating it, if the Kohen is not allowed to eat, is not allowed to eat it. And there are other, whether there are other Kohanim or not. But if it's about making sure that it does not become noser, making sure that it is eaten, so that's again, it's not mukhrak, but that fits in nicely, because the focus here is that there are no other Kohanim. When in the Doroth, there are other Kohanim to eat it, so it's going to be usher, and the owner of them are not going to be able to eat it. But when it's at that time, there are no other Kohanim, and therefore, it's we might find a way to eat it because we don't want it to remain. Right? That's the sugya that we've discussed in the past. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites. That's the concept of the context of Chati Shir. Is there a concept of Chati Shir when it comes to mitzvos? Is there a concept of Chati Shir when it comes to karbanos? That's the sugya on Daf Lamites, but at least by Karban Mincha. Right? Remember that Gemara? But in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara says that there was a bracha be'isa, and therefore the Kohanim all tried to get a piece of the lechem upon him. But afterwards, not so. Says the Gemara, beginning of the fourth parak in Maseches Yuma. Tanur Rabbanan. Arbaam Shanah Shishimei Shimon HaTzadik Haya Goral Ola B'Yamin. All these wonderful things happen in the times of Shimon HaTzadik. Mikan Ve'elech Pamim Ola B'Yamin V'Pamim Ola B'Smol. Vaya Lashon Shal Zahoris Malbin. Mikan Ve'elech Pamim Malbin V'Pamim Eino Malbin. Vaya Ner Maravi V'Chulu. Other things. And let's just read the part that's important for us. V'lo Ayu Kohanim. Nimnami lahavi eitzel maaracha v'nishtalcha bracha beomer ubishtei halechem ubalechem apanim. There was a special bracha that went into the omer, the carbon of omer brought on Pesach, l'shei halechem brought on Shavuos, and the lechem apanim brought every Shabbos. V'chol kohen shemagia kizayis, and every kohen that got a kizayis yish ochlo v'saveya, it was a magical kizayis. Sometimes they just ate that and they were satiated yish ochlo mosir. Sometimes they had leftover. There was an amazing bracha. But afterwards, Nishtalcha Me'ira Ba'omer B'Shealecha B'Lechem Aponim. Afterwards, there was Me'ira, some type of curse that it was not satiating. V'chol Kohen Magia Kapul, and the Kohanim got a little bit. Rashi says She'eno Kizayis. Eino Kizayis. Why? Rashi there continues Me'achar Shabro She'eno Masbia, because they saw it didn't have this magical power. And the Gemara says Hatsnuin Moshchinas Yidehem, that Tsnuin pulled back their hands. They didn't want to take part of it because it was had this me'era in it, va'gargaranim notlin va'ochlin, but the gargaranim, the ones who still wanted to be gluttonous and eat, they went and took. Asked the achronim, they didn't take. Okay, so it didn't have this magical power, but they wouldn't take any of it. Why is that? Why is that okay that they would just leave it? They would leave it over. What exactly was it? And if it's a mitzvah, who cares if it's must be or ain't a must be? It's a mitzvah. I have to eat it. So what exactly is the issue here? So there, the Maariv Chayis quotes the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer also writes this in the Tshuva. He quotes, V'hagon Marina or Moshe Sofer Zal, Shahaya Abezid, the Kal Kodesh Pressburg, Docha Dvarai, De Be'emes Ef Shalomar. He discussed earlier in the piece about Chatishir. Ef shalomar de kol mitzvah a mitzvah im ein kezayis min matzah omar chayav lechal kapanim kol mashemotzi afilu pachas bikashir. The Maariv Chayis had said maybe because there is no mitzvah chatzi shir. That's why they were Moshe chesideihem, because there was no mitzvah anymore. Chassam Sofer, it could be that there was still a mitzvah in general. There's still a mitzvah to eat even not less than a shir. Right, this just background. Again, I wouldn't explicate it. The Gemara in Yuma has the sugya of chatzi shir by Isurim. The machlokes achronim is there chatzi shir by mitzvahs too? All I have is half a piece of matzah, half a kezayis of matzah, v'chulu. That's the sugya. So the Maariv Chayis says maybe this gemara proves that there is no mitzvah because that's why the tzuim were boshchunas yideyim. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, but it could be that in general there is a mitzvah, but v'shayni lechem apanim de eino mitzvah hamutal al haprat rak hamitzvah al kol kohane beisav sheyis achel lechem apanim. The mitzvah is that it shall be eaten. The imnis achalai de acher gamkin is kaima mitzvah. The alpiza va mipiza mashchi yideim v'nachon. And that's why they were moshchi yideim. Could be that the focus is on the chef, so make sure it's eaten, and that's why there's no mitzvah for me to eat it. The Beis Halevi expands this in tshuva at the beginning of the sefer, one of the first couple of tshuvas where he discusses maybe this applies to other karbanos as well. Right, the Chassam Sofer just says it over there by lechem apanim, but maybe it applies also to all karbanos except for Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different. Explains the Beis Halevi, right? So it's a mitzvah for every Jew to eat a kizayis of the Karban Pesach, and it's a mitzvah for every Jew to shech the Karban Pesach, Yishlucha Shalom Kamoso. Right? So the Karban Pesach is different. That's how the Rambam accounted as separate mitzvos. That's the context of the Beis Halevi. Either way, that's the yisod, though, of the Karbanas being eaten. That might be implied by this Rashi explaining this line of the Gemara about the Kasha on Rebbe. Okay, so back to our question. So does Rebbe hold on his Lila's Daraisa? You see from this Bryce that is Rabbanan. So Gemara says, okay, lo olam Drabbanan. He really, it is Dirabbanan. V'chachavim masu chizik l'divrayim yoser mishal Torah. And no, we won't say that the Rabbanan follow the Torah. Sometimes the Rabbanan would do a chizik more than the Torah. Not that it is more than a din daraisa, right? But it just means that the Torah did not make the night following its day of Aninus having the same din, and the Rabbanan did. So it was just the difference in parallel. That's what Tosfos says on top. Ain pirusho yosem mishal Torah to Alma doesn't mean that it's in general, it's qualitatively stronger than the Torah. Ela klomar chacham masu chizik ledevrayim yosem mishas the Torah ledvareha. It's just a question of a parallel. The Torah did not make follow through on its law of the aninus yom daraisa, while the rabbanan did. Okay, there is a big discussion. Halacha lemaisa. We just had a daf of aninus. Just to keep in mind, a little summary. The day of Misa. The day of Misa is for sure Aninus Daraisa. That's according to everyone. That's a pasuk in the Torah that there is Aninus Daraisa. For which halachas is there Aninus Daraisa? So Maaser Sheni and Kachin. That's the context of the pasuk. The night after Yom HaMisa, that's the machlokas right here. Daraisa Drabanan. Is that Tofes Leilo Mi Daraisa or Mi Drabanan? That's all on Yom HaMisa. What about if Yom HaMisa is not Yom HaKfura? Right, that was all of Yom HaMisa is Yom HaKfura. What if Yom HaMisa is not Yom HaKfura? So Yom HaKfura is for sure Drabanan. The question is, what about the night after the Kfura? That's the Machlokas Tanoim, whether there is anything Machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan, as we had earlier. A lot of these halachas are discussed in Yaradeya. All these halachas are discussed in Yaradeya. In the beginning, right before Hilchas Avelos is Hilchas Aninus. Right, the Shulchan Aruch goes in order, as we know. The end of Yaradeya talk all about beginning with Hilchas Bikur Cholim, and then it goes into Rachmana Lestan. If the person is no longer a chole, the person dies. Halachas of Goses, halacha of Kriya, tearing, and then Aninus right before Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch discusses it's Shin Mem Aleph. Misha Meis Lo Meis Yuchayev Lis Abel Alav. Right, if somebody has one of the seven relatives, that he is chayev to be misabel, kodem kfura, before the kfura. So these are all the halachas that apply, what you're supposed to do with the mace and what I am allowed to do. Eino mace v'ochel, v'eino ochel basar, v'eino shosa yayin, v'eino gazati in meat, not to drink wine, v'eino mavarach berchas amotzi, v'lo berchas amazon, v'eino mavarach an alav, v'lo bazamen alav, no brachas. Afilom ochelam acherim shem mavarachim lo yana acherim amen. Umipadim mikol mitzvos amuris batorah. That's the famous halacha of Aninus, there is no mitzvos done. No mitzvos asay done. No mitzvos asay done. Obviously, all mitzvos los asay, and Onin is still not allowed to violate. Onin is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos or eat not kosher, v'chulu. But all mitzvos asay, v'yafilu im eino tzarech la'asok v'tzarechei ameis, even if he's not actively involved in the tzarechei ameis, kigon, sheyesh lo acherim she'oskim b'shvilo, even if there are others that are osek. V'yesh omrim, the Shulchan Aruch also quotes, v'afilu amir tzala hachra al-atzmo, l'varech olanos amen, achra mevarechim eino rashoi. He's not allowed to be machmir in this regard. That is all an onen on a weekday. Shabbos, we say that things change. B'Shabbos v'biyantif, ochal basar v'shosayayin. If somebody, let's say, dies on Friday and the kfur is not going to be until Sunday, so then one is allowed to eat meat and drink wine and partake of the Shabbos and Yantif meals. Right, the aninus, that sin halacha would still apply. You go to shul, and Onin goes to shul. Right, what's it going to do there if it's usher to David? And then he talks about all different other issues. The Pesachei Tshuva here discusses many of the other related issues. What do you do with Sphere. So Omer, close to Noda Yehuda, that you could count without a bracha, just to make sure that it's still, you don't lose the count. What about Purim? The Shulchan Aruch here doesn't talk about Purim. What about Netilas Yadayim? That's the Chamudi Daniel. Pizchei Tshuva calls the Chamudi Daniel. The Nira Da'onein, Afa Pisha Mutu Lecho Belo Bracha, Chayim and Netilas Yadayim, if he's going to wash. Because Netilas Yadayim might be a Srach Isser. Bein B'mayim Rishonim bein achronim. That he quotes the Birkei Yosef. Okay, one discussion the Chachmas Adam discusses and the Minchas Chinuch discusses. What about if an Onen eats and then the burial happens, then afterwards he's still full? Does he do Berchaz HaMazon now? Right, something other nafkaminas like that. Again, Aninus is an important discussion. Tefillin, we know tefillin, it only doesn't do any mitzvahs, including tefillin. What happens if after the kvura it's still daytime? What do you do? So generally we say no. That's the pasuk v'achrisa ki yomar. There's a machlokas achronim. What about if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are not the same day? So it's only Aninus Durabanan. And there's still time left during the day to put on tefillin when you get home. So what do you do? That's the Maharitatz. The Maharitatz says you should put on tefillin then. The Minhag Olam is not to. The Minhag Olam is not to put on tefillin. They call it the Minhag of Yerushalayim as holding being machmir lechatchila like the Maharitatz. But again, it's not the Minhag Olam in terms of that. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Minchas Shlomo. He quotes that maybe the bracha of Hamapil should be said. Because Hamapil, before one goes to sleep, so one is not being osek in the kvur anymore, not even on a theoretical level. One is turning their back and saying, okay, I'm going to sleep. So he thought maybe one should say Hamapil, even though it's not mentioned in the earlier poskim, but he thought maybe that one bracha should be said, because that is one is not called osek b'tzarchei hames anymore. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. So now, once the psukim of Hein Hayom were quoted, which has to do with the conversation of Aaron and Moshe, what exactly happened? And that's one of the sources of Aninus d'Oraisa. So the Gemara is going to quote and discuss at length the conversation that took place. It is very not clear in the Gemara what exactly was the conversation between Moshe and Aaron. It's not clear. They know Moshe Rabbeinu was mad about something, but it is not clear what exactly was the issue. Again, this is the makar for Aninus and also Avelus. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, right? There are two sources quoted by the Rishonim about the source of Avelus, right? One's quoted by Tumas Kohanim. That's one. The Rambam in Hilchos Sefer HaMitzvah says part of the expansion of Tumas Kohanim, that mitzvah is the mitzvah of Avelus. And the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, quotes a pasuk from here, though. The Rambam says, mitzvah aselis aval al krovim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rambam Shita and the Rif Shita, to have avelus, right? Avelus is a mitzvah that we don't want to do, but it's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are how we react in every situation in life. So avelus, mitzvah aselis aval al krovim shene emar. What's the source the Rambam quotes here in Hilchos Avel Aleph Aleph? V'achalti chatas hayoma yita b'ene Hashem. He quotes Aaron HaKohen. Right, how many mitzvahs are there from a pasuk based on Aaron HaKohen? So there it is, Aaron HaKohen. Ven avelos ben haTorah, elo b'yom rishon b'lvash, yom ha-misov yom ha-kfura. Avelos d'arai says only when misa and kfura happen the same day, avel shar ha-shiva yamim, eino din Torah. But the other 7 days are not d'araisa. Then we have the famous line that we've discussed often, af api she-ne'amar b'Torah. How could you say avelos is only d'araisa one day? If it says Mefurish in the Torah that the brothers sat shiva for their father, the shvatim sat shiva for 7 days. So you can't get a better source than that in the Torah 7 days. Says the Rambam, nitin the Torah v'nischatcha halacha. The Torah was given and the halacha was renewed. Don't learn rayas from the Torah. That's the language of that is from the Gemara Masecha Shabbos towards the end Kuf Lamed Gimel or so, where we talk about Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. But that source comes from these psukim. So again, what exactly do the psukim say? So in Perek Yud, just remember the psukim that are pertinent for us. What happened? It was the day of the Miluim. It was Rosh Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu had been doing the Avodah, had been doing the setting up the Mishkan, putting it up and taking it down for 7 days. And on the eighth day of Ayibayam HaShmidi, this was going to be the day that Aaron and his sons were going to be anointed as the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, and they were going to take over the Avodahs. There were special Karbanos that were brought that day, including the regular Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Says, as the Torah says, that what Karbanos were brought? So Moshe comes to Aaron and to his sons after Nadav and Avihu have already dies. Moshe says to Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, take the mincha, kachuas a mincha nosaras me'isha Hashem, v'yichlu matzot lezim mizbeach. Kodesh kodashim hi. Eat the mincha, Moshe says, even though you're owning him. V'achaltem also v'macham kadosh, ki chakha v'chak v'necha hi, me'isha Hashem, ki chen suvesi. We're going to have three lashonos like that. And then, Chazi Atrufa Veshokat Shuma, the two items that Kohanim get from the Shlamim, eat that. Tochlu b'bacham tar. So Moshe says, eat the mincha, eat the shlamim, and then va'oso si'ir chatas darosh darash Moshe. So Moshe says, eat the mincha, eat the shlamim, and then he seeks out, he says, what's going on with si'ir chatas? Moshe researches. He looks, where is it? V'hinei saraf, and it's burned. The si'ir is burned. And Moshe gets angry. Why is it burned? He gets angry at Elazar and Isamar. Right? He doesn't want to say he got angry at Aaron. Coven. But he says he got angry at his nephews. I told you to eat the mincha. I told you to eat the shlamim. Why didn't you eat the chatas? Ki kodesh kadashimi. The blood wasn't brought inside to passel it. I commanded you to eat it. So Aaron steps in. Aaron el Moshe. Aaron says, no. I eat it, if I ate it, would it have been appropriate? Would it have been mutter? Very unclear. What was he saying? What was he defending? He was explaining, I burned it, and we didn't eat it. But why? Doesn't say. But whatever it was, Vayishma Moshe v'ita be'inav. Moshe was maskin. So there's a very unclear conversation in the Torah. All we know is that Moshe says, eat the mincha, eat the shlamim. He did research. What's going on with the chatas? Why was it burned? Aaron says, of course I had to burn it. And Moshe says, okay, I agree with you. So what exactly was the issue? So that's going to come up right here on Daf Kuf Aleph in Zvachim. This is where it is discussed. Here we go. Tan Rabbanan, Kichen Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzivashem. In that conversation, it says three times that Moshe Rabbeinu says, as I commanded, what do each of those teach us? Kichen Tzuvesi Ba'aninus Yochluha. Number one, he says, I commanded you to eat the mincha Ba'aninus. Kasher Tzuvesi Bisha'as Maisa Omar Lahem. At the time of the Maisa, he was Mezaris again them. When it happened to them, he says, don't not eat Kachim. On this day. He told them the halacha earlier, and now he says, when it happens, don't not eat kachim. Right? You have to eat it. Kasher tziva Hashem, and then he says, lo me'elai ani omer. I'm not making this up. Right? It's not a new thing. I heard this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like I heard everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every tzivui that Moshe received. Maybe we'll talk about the Rabbi Yaakov in Parashas Matos a little bit later, if we have time, about this idea that every single... Idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said obviously was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Netziv also. The Netziv talks about in the beginning of his commentary, Emek HaSifri, on Matos. We mentioned this in the Parsha Shir. The Netziv says that what's the difference between the language of Ko Amar Hashem and Zeh HaDavar? Rashi quotes there that other Nevi'im had said Ko, and Moshe Rabbeinu said Zeh HaDavar. Says the Netziv, it does not mean that other Nevi'im paraphrased what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. They had a Nevuah and then said Ko Amar Hashem. But Moshe said exactly, Zeh HaDavar, says in Nesiv Chas V'Shalom. The other Nevi'im also didn't paraphrase. The other Nevi'im said exactly what they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only difference is, explains the Nesiv, was that the other Nevi'im, as we know, they were in a daze. They were in not conscious, really, when they received the Nevuah. Right? They lost their faculties. So they got the Nevuah, and then after the experience of Nevuah was over, then they gave it over to Am Yisrael. But when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe received it, he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. Ze adavar, right? Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. That's the difference between the two. They both heard it exactly. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu says here, lo me'elai ani omer. So that's the brisa. V'ramini, one minute, mipnei, we just learned, mipnei anidis disrafa. But the brisa says that, what was Aaron saying? Aaron was saying, well, I was an onan. That's why I burned it. Lakach ne'emar ka'ela. That's why it says, Ka'ela, look what happened to these. So what does that mean? Aaron HaKohen, the Brisa says, said, well, I was an Onan, that's why I didn't eat it, and Moshe was maskim. But one second, I thought, based on what we just explained, Moshe was saying to them, well, you were an Onan, and I told you that you eat it ba'aninus. So why would Moshe have been maskim if Aaron said, well, I burned it because I was an Onan, and Moshe's like, okay, Vayita Vadavar, Vayishma Moshe Vayita Ba'inav. So why would he have agreed to that? So was he happy that it was burned by Aninus, or was he not happy? That's the kasha. So Amar Shmuel lo kasha, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Nachman. Depend machlokes tanom exactly about the story. The Tanya the Brisa says, right? Machlokes, what exactly sounds like a machlokes of Metzias? We'll have to ask Meheri Yibana Beis Hamikdash. We'll have to ask exactly what the story was. The Tanya mipnei Aninus sarfuha. But again, it's a machlokes of Metzias based on how to darshan the psukim. Mipnei Aninus sarfuha. They burned it because of Aninus. Lakach neemar kaela. Divrei Rabbi Nechemya Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya Rabbi Yehuda say they burned it because he was an onen. And that is the first shita. We'll get to the rest of the conversation soon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mibnei Tumah Nisrafa. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it was burned because it became Tameh, as we'll see. Shemata Omer, Mibnei Aninus Nisrafa. Because if you say that it was burned because of the Aninus, Hayel Shlashlan Shisrafua. Three Tainas that Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yehuda goes with the second day. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say, Mibnei Tumah Nisrafa. Because if you say it was burned because of aninus, I have three problems. Number one, there were three chatos of that day. That fateful day, there were three chatos. There was Seir of Rosh Chodesh, as we mentioned. That was the one that was burned. The Seir of Rosh Chodesh. There was the Seir of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, because starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a different one of the Nisiyim brought their karbanos. The first one was Yehuda, Nachshon Ben Aminadav, so he brought the Seir chatos. And the Seir that was specially brought for the Miluim, the Seir Shebal Shah, Rashi quotes, Kuchu Seir Yizim Lachatas. And there were three. So if Aaron HaKohen was saying, I burned it because of aninus, he should have burned all of them. If the reason was aninus, davar acher, the Brisa says, hayroi lo ochlam la'erev. Right, they should have eaten it that night. Right, they should have eaten it that night. Even Rashi adds, even if you hold aninus laila is the Brisa, still they should have eaten it that night, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And davar acher, the third claim, follow Pinchas hayimohen. What do you mean there was nobody else to eat it? As we mentioned before, Pinchas wasn't an onain, right? Pinchas was a nephew, was a cousin. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. So there was still Kohanim. So how those three claims are answered, we'll see by the Shem Anamid base. But that is one answer of the Stira. Rava Amar Idi V'Idi Reb Nechemiah. Really, it's both within Reb Nechemiah. You can explain, even if you want to say, B'Priya Ninas Sarfuha, both Misoris, both Pshatim of the conversation took place. He had the tzivui, not Ba'aninus, but he was also Maskim. V'Lokasha Kambakachi, Shah Kambakachi Doros. Right? When did Moshe Rabbeinu say that you should eat it ba'aninos? That was the Kachi Shah. That was the Seer of Nachsho, and that was the Seer of Lashah. But Kachi Doros, the Seer of Rosh Chodesh, which was going to be parallel to the Karban, that would be brought forever and ever for generations, that's what Moshe was maskim to and say, okay, Vayishva Moshe, Vayitav Be'enav. What exactly was the issue? Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see, maybe made some type of mistake. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what exactly were the conversations? So here we go. So Rabbi Nechemiah, Hechi Mataris Lahani Krai, Rabbana Hechi Mataris Lahu Lahani Krai. So what exactly took place in each of the, according to each of the Tanon? So Rabbi Nechemiah Mataris Lahu Lahachi. This was the conversation. Madu Lo Achaltem. Why didn't you eat? We're going to go through each of the psukim. Moshe says, why didn't you eat the Chatas? Amarlo, Moshe says, Lo Moshe La'aron, Sheminech Matama Lafrai V'Lafnim. Was the dam brought inside? And we know the dam chatas, that's the source. The Mishnah back on the Pei Aleph, right, 20 blad ago. Was the dam brought inside so it would pass the karban? Armalo hein lo huvas dama. No, the blan was not brought inside. Shema chus le mechitzas yatzas. Did it go out of its mechitza? Was it nifsal biyotze? Armalo bakodesh aisa. No, it was bakodesh. The dilma ba'aninus akriv tuha upesal tuha. Maybe it was hukrav ba'aninus? You a makriv it ba'aninus, right? You're allowed to eat it ba'aninus, maybe, but Anoni's not allowed to be makriv. Maybe it was hukra ba'aninus. Amar lo Moshe. Aaron says, Moshe, v'chin heimikrivu aniagrafti. What do you mean? I was makriv, and I'm a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's not to be makriv ba'aninus. So what's the issue? That havamin is a little difficult, right? That maybe it was hukrav ba'aninus. I mean, the Ramban already asked this question in Vayikra, right? The psukim don't say that. But he quotes this Gemara. He says, Lashon Rashi, he says, Ela Amar Allah Moshe, first Rashi, Zemer Zerachtim Dama Onanim, Shonin Shavar Chilel, Amar Lo Aaron, Vchi Hemek Rivu, Shemet Yotos, Aniakrav, Shani Kohen Gadol, Lashon Rashi, Mea Gemara, Bizvachim Tful Yom. Va'ani Tama, the Ramban says, Shahare Kodim Ha'aninus, Nasu Kol HaKarbanos. They died after all the Avoda. Dichziv, Vayeren, Me'asos, Achatos, Ha'ol of Ashlamim, V'yacharkach Nichnesu La'ol Moed, V'his Paladu, V'yacharkach Yado Ha'esh L'Karbanos, V'yazik Tiru Nadav Av'yuktar Azu. So what exactly does this option even mean? Maybe you were makriv ba'aninus? No, it's clear that the avodah was all done before they became onanim. V'shema lo haya Moshe ro'es ma'asehem. Maybe Moshe didn't see. V'chasha shema matzu dam ha'soyer hazeh. Shelo nizrak adayin. V'zarkuhu. Maybe Moshe didn't know. V'aron amar lo halo azrika shalihi. Ukshenizraka midei miyadi nizraka. V'lo nifzla ba'aninus. U'masu u'matan shel halacha haya. Avalo nase bohendavar ba'aninus klal. Really, nothing was done ba'aninus, and really, it's we know it from the psukim. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, who took part of the story, maybe he didn't know at that time. So either way, back to the story. So Aaron HaKohen says, I was makrevit, so it wouldn't have been a problem anyway. V'yamar lei, hein lohu v'ezdam ha'ba'al kodesh ha'isa, achal toch lo'osa. So why wasn't it eaten? Kasher tzivesi ba'aninus yochluha. Amarlos, what does Aaron HaKohen answer? V'atekrena osi ka'ela, v'yachalti chadas hayom, ha'ita b'ni Hashem. If I would have eaten this chadas, would it have been good in the eyes of Hashem? What was Aaron really saying? Shema lo shamate ela b'kad she'sha'a. Maybe the kad she'sha'a, maybe those could be eaten. But we're talking about the seer of Ashchodesh. No, dibakache doros kavachomer mi'maiser akal. I made a kavachomer from Meiser Sheni, which is more lenient than kachim. What kavachomer? Uma Meiser akal. If by Meiser Sheni, the Torah says an oni cannot eat it. Amr Torah lo achalti va'oni mimenu. If an oni cannot eat Meiser Sheni, bakache doros lo kol shakein, so surely he can't eat karbanos. So you want to say a unique carbon brought at one time in history? Fine, but this is the seer of Ashchodesh. It's going to be brought many times. So therefore, that's why I didn't eat it. Miyad vayish v'moshe vita ve'enav. So Moshe hears, and it was good in his eyes. Hoda v'lo bosh Moshe lomar lo shamati. And the Gemara says, he was modi, was not embarrassed to say, I didn't hear. El amar shamati v'shachachti. He wasn't embarrassed to say, I didn't hear. He says, shamati v'shachachti. He says, I heard it and I forgot. Right? That's even what Moshe Rabbeinu did, right? Saying I don't know the answer, saying I made a mistake. Those are all godlios of our great leaders, right? We don't have to be perfect. One of the four people who never sinned, no. But Moshe Rabbeinu was not one of those four, and David HaMelech and all the others, all of our great leaders, right? Sometimes make mistakes, sometimes say I don't know, right? Gilgulin Ashas in Brachas on Daf Chavei lists off all the times that Rashi says I don't know. All the times that Rashi says I don't know. Interesting, he gathers them. Because Rashi, our greatest Rebbe, right, he's not scared to say that. If you look in the Netziv, in the Harchev Davar, here, the Netziv says on this Pasuk, on you, in Perak Yud Pasachaf, Vayita Be'enav, Hevir Moshe Kol Bamachane, Sheta'a. That he quotes the Mabir Rabbah. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavir Kol Bamachane, that he made a mistake. What was he publicizing it so much for? The Tama, he made a mistake. Okay, it was a conversation with Aaron HaKohen. Why was he publicizing it? The Tama Varazula Lamed Lachachme Ador, Uladoros Habayim, Shalo Yehe Adam Gadol Bosh Venirta Al Ta'us Hora'a, Shahari Moshe Rabbeinu Gamkin Ta. Don't be embarrassed. If this is what happened, this is what happened, right? Don't be embarrassed. That's the Netziv. If you look on the Torah Tamima also, Torah Tamima here, in Ha'ara Nun Gimel, Torah Tamima discusses. Right, the nephew, my uncle, the Netziv, we just quoted the Netziv, so now we have the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima says, where did Chazal know this from? How did they make this diak about Lo Bosh? Yitachein, demedayik yiter lashon vayishma. It says, vayishma Moshe, vayita ve'enav. Yishma doesn't always mean to hear. Tavile lechto vayita ve'ene Moshe, v'lachein darish vayishma shekibel hadvar mimenu. Vayishma means sometimes I accept. Shalorak mitzara svara elasha nizkar shvemes kain shama meyakadosh baruch hu kivish amar lo aron v'loshama yishma kan ushe mushal gam kabbalas advarim kamosh kishamata lekol ishtecha v'chadome nase v'nishma. Right, we accept. Right, that is the yishma. That's the diak. If you look at the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelek Chaf Simin Gimel, he has ha'aris b'inyane zvachim. So he goes through many different dafrim. So in Os Mem Dalid, there, he quotes this Gemara, and he says, Mikan Yotze, the language is, Lo Bosh Lomar Lo Shamati, El Omer Shamati V'Shachachti. He asked the Tzitz Eliezer, what's more embarrassing, to say I never knew, or to say I knew, but I forgot? Very interesting. Right? Which is a more embarrassing thing? So, Mikan Yotze, from this line, you get the idea, Shalomar Shamati Vishachti Hu Yoser Busha Miyalomar Lo Shamati. The Gemara here is emphasizing that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mizbaish. So it's emphasizing that he did what was even more embarrassing. What's that? I heard and I forgot. So that's more embarrassing, you get the impression, than saying, I never knew. And he says, but one second, if you look in the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, it sounds opposite. It says, Umahu Gdulaso, talking about one of the Amoraim, what is his greatness? She'eno Shlomar Lo Shamati. He's not embarrassed to say, I never heard. Sounds like Yotze Mizeh says that Sisal Yezer Shabusha Yosek Dola Hi Lomar Lo Shamati Veshehibo She Yosek Dola Mi Lomar Shamati Veshachachti Hefech BeGemara Zvachim Kan. So which is it? Which is worse? Look in the Mefarshim. He says, look in the Hagos Sion VeYerushalayim She Wizmiyashev Shehainu Devadai Bizman Hazeh. When everything is already written down like in our day and age, it's a bigger busha to say lo shamati because you should have learned it. You have it all written down here. What, you don't know a Gemara? You should have learned this. Masheinke gabi Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol sha'adayin lo lamad. V'hu aya harishon hamalamei Torah lamo Yisrael. My bushu is elomar lo shamati. Wasn't embarrassing for Moshe to say I never heard this before from Hashem. He wasn't taught it. How was he supposed to know? Lachin et slow haya habusha yosek dola shavati v'shachachti aval bizman hazeh nahafochu. And then he says, oh, that's the musr for us, says the Sisal Yezer. Yosei lefizeh musr haskel shebizman hazeh shelafaneinu torah shebechzav v'shebal peh yesh ledaktik biyoser ulishtadel mibali lahachzir davar ki lebusha techashev I hashmiya me hashmiya v'ashichacha. We forget things fine, but not learning it in the first place, that's worse. Aval me'idach, right? Sometimes I'll open a sefer of mine and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I'll see I have underlines in it and notes in it from earlier. I'm like, oh, I guess I learned this before. But which is more embarrassing, not to remember that or not to have learned it in the first place? So Sisal Yezer says, nowadays, not to have learned it in the first place because it's all there. We forget, okay? We forget. Aval me'idach lo habayshan lamein. Vimkore be'eza shmua shalo shama usa ein ala hastirzos b'pnei abusha. V'lomer shachachti v'shamati v'shachachti. But again, if I have to be embarrassed, I'm embarrassed. Ela lov lahodos ala emes lomar lo shamati. Ubazehu de misbate gad luso. Bibachina shal b'makom b'duloso sham atamotze an v'sonuso. That is a great Sisal Yezer about the psychology, not just psychology, which is in terms of halacha, which is worse. Today he says that bizman hazeh, we have to see everything. We have to see everything because that is everything is there for us to see. The Meshech Chachma, one final point. The Meshech Chachma says, it's very hard for me to say that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot something, especially that he heard a tzivi from Hashem. Okay, maybe when he got angry, the Chazal say that he lost some of the thinking, but that's when he was angry. So here he was angry too, but maybe he says Ula Hakel Hataus Me Adon Hanavim Mivchar Haenushi. Let me try to be makel on this mistake that was made. He suggests, also fascinating, maybe Hashem never told him. Hashem never told him beferish, onanim, eat all these karbanas. And then Aaron corrected him. He's like, oh, I forgot. No, what happened was, says the Meshech Chachma, that Moshe was told Bikrovai Ekadesh, which meant that the Gzeira was already done, maybe back from Har Sinai, that none of the Nevi'im were going to be killed. And after that, he says, already after he has that, knows that reality, he is told that they should eat. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was medayik. Oh, he already said they were going to die, and then he says to eat, al zeh heishev Aaron. And that's what Aaron says. No, lo kenachi, kachi shal kachi doros. So Moshe wasn't mitzuveh beferish about all of these karbanas. It was just implicitly, and that was the discussion. And then what does Aaron HaKohen say? It's a kal v'chomer. So what was Moshe saying? Shachachti, I'm the one that taught you kal v'chomer. I'm the one that taught. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu made kal v'chomers by Har Sinai, Nechonim Shloshes Yamim, and breaking the Luchos. So either way, that's what the Meshech Chachma helps out a little bit in that conversation. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, now we're going to have a parallel but similar. So that was the day that it was burnt because of Aninus, and Aaron HaKohen was saying that I wasn't allowed to take part in it because it's Kachay Doros. So what about the other day? Similar conversations up until the end. Amarlo, hein lohu vezdama. No, the blood didn't go in. Shema chusla mechitza asa yatsis. Maybe it was Yotze. Amarlo, hein bakodesh aisa. No, the dimma ba'aninus akriv tua upisal tua. Maybe you were makrivit ba'aninus. Amarlo, Moshe, hein ikrivua, tepaslabu aninus, aniyakraftia. I was makrivit. There's no issue. The dilma. So now, new part of the conversation. Agav mimaraychu pishatuba, maybe in your bitterness, Moshe says, I understand, bitter in the times of difficulty, maybe we're not thinking, Even Moshe says this to Aaron. Aga mirareichu pishatu ba v'itmi. Maybe it became tame through your tirda. Right? We know tirda. Gemara talks about elsewhere in sukkah and brachas. Tirda the mitzvah osig b'mitzvah is osig b'mitzvah only based on tirda. What about avelus aninus? So Amar lo says Aharon Moshe kachani beinecha shani mevaza kachi shemayim v'tekrenosi keila. You think I won't be able to control myself? Now it might become a tame. No, he doesn't say it, but Aaron is saying, I was Vayidom Aaron, right? I was totally in control. I didn't say a word. I held it in. Sorry, I skipped the line. I would never. I'm in control. Again, there's depths to this conversation, but Aaron HaKohen says, no, it did not become Tameh because of the Tirda that we were involved in. Maybe you might say Tirda me here means because they were Mesiach Das a little bit and therefore became Tameh. Right, we know the concept of Shmira. The Ramban at the beginning of Chulin says Shmira means you have to guard it so that it doesn't even get into the state of Suffolk. Right, there's no Hasach Adas. Maybe that's what Moshe was referring to here. But either way, Amar lo, v'ihein lo hu v'ezdama, hu bakodesh ha'isa, achol tochlo ha'sa bakodesh, kasher zivesi, baninis yochluha. So, why wasn't it eaten? After all the excuses, nothing is a problem, so why wasn't it eaten? So, Amar lo, shema lo shamata, ela balayla. Right, maybe it could be eaten balayla. What does that mean? D'ibayom kavachomer mimaiser hakal. Because, as we said, the kavachomer, you can't eat a ba'aninus, kavachomer from maiser sheni. Uma maiser hakal amartor lo achal divolim imenu, kodesh chomer lo kol shekain. So, Moshe again was hopmode, miyad v'yishba Moshe v'yita ba'enav. He realizes that it shouldn't have been eaten ba'aninus, lobosh Moshe lomar lo shamati, ela shamati v'shakati. As it was said. But now, the Gemara adds on, okay, so then Lamaisa, so why wasn't it eaten that night? So why wasn't it eaten that night then, according to this conversation? So that's where these Tanoim say, Tuma Ba'onis Basa. It became Tame. Again, that's why it wasn't eaten. The conversation still was about Aninus, but it became Tame, and that's why it wasn't eaten. Why would it become Tame Ba'onis? Because they were waiting. They were delaying it. They wanted to eat it that night. Rashi, Sherashu, Lahashosa, Adhalaila, Ulaochlan, Kulan Yachan. They wanted to eat it all together at night. Pinchas might have been able to eat it today, but they wanted to eat it all together. So this line gives the opposite impression than what we said earlier. Before we say the focus is on the chefsa, just make sure it is eaten. I didn't mention the Menachas Chinuch discusses giving it to a katan. Right, that also, if the focus is to be eaten, then maybe even a katan. But here you get the impression of they all wanted to partake of it. And that's why they were delaying, but then it became tameh ba'ones. So a discussion, a little bit of the Achiezer, in the beginning of Yoredeya, in Chelek Beis, the Achiezer discusses, so how exactly did it become huchshar l'kabal tumah? Right, in order for it to become Tame, we know that something has to be Huksha l'kabal tumah. So here, Kachim or Mamon Gavua, they don't have a Bailim, Ve'echi Tachin Shenitma Karban. How could the carbon have become Tame? Says the Achiezer based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that Mashkim Tmeim that fall on an Ochel are Matame yet even without Ratzon Bailim. Why? Because the Tumah and the Hechsher are born Ka'achas. So it's maybe that became Tame. Again, there are Gemaras about the Dam of the Shechita, right? Dam is one of Yad Shachat Dam, one of the seven liquids. So how is it Machshir? But here, they wouldn't have wanted it. And maybe Kache, what about General Kachem? It's not yours. Okay, big sugya in Hilchas Machshir. Let's continue. Bish Lamal Rabbanan, Rabbanan meaning Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I understand. Hayna Dafsev Hayom. I understand Hayom because they were going to eat it that night. That was the plan. Elo the Rabbi Nechemya my Hayom. So what is the emphasis of Aaron HaKohen saying Heim Hayom Ekrivu Eschatos? What's the emphasis of Hayom? Right, if it was Ba'aninus, so then and they weren't going to eat it. My Hayom. So Chovas Hayom. It means he's focusing on the Chovas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh. That's what the emphasis is. Kache Doros. Bishlam Elo the Rabbi Nechemya Hayna Dasev Hein Hayom. Fine, he says, hey Nayom, these are different than others, right? Focusing on the Doros versus Lashah. El Rabbanan, my Hein Hayom, Hachi Gamar, Hein Egrivu, Ani Egrafti. The Hein is going on, they, not the Karbanas, but the other Kohanim. No, I was Makrevit. That's part of the conversation about Kohen Gadol. Oh, Marmar, now let's get back to what we said earlier in the Brisa. The three claims that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had against Rabbi Nechemya, and how he answers each of them. If it was burned because of Aninus, so they should have all burned all three. My shloshtan. D'tanya v'esir achatas darosh darash Moshe. So we darshan from that pasuk. Seir zesir nachshon. That's the seer of the nachshon. But I mean, not of the first of the nesiim. Chatas zu chatas shmini. That's the chatas of special for the miluim. Darash seir shal rosh chodesh. So those were the three. We know the nesiim brought one of every karban to be mechanech the mishkan. They brought a chatas, and they brought an ola, and they brought a shlamim, and they brought a mincha. They brought the ketores. Asham is not on the list. That's the Ramban's one line, one word. Asham zuchatas. Asham is included in chatas. Then they bring an asham. That's important to the asham chatas sugya. But continuing, Yachar shloshta nisrafu. You might think they were all burnt. Hamalom arvine soraf. Echa nisraf lo shloshta nisrafu. Only one of them was burnt. Darosh darash deidri shoslama. So what was the seeking out that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out? Amar lehu mipnei ma chata zu nisrafa ve'ilu munachos. That's darosh darash. This one was burned, and this one is still sitting here. Ve'ini yodea, and I don't know which one. Ezehu k'shu omer va'osa nitan lachem la'seis avonu edav. Which one is balachaper? Ha've'omer zeshir shorosh chodesh. The shir shorosh chodesh is a chatas rosh chodesh. Right? We had because our Kodesh Baruch Hu the ma'at the areach, whatever the chazals are, but that's the one that was burned, and the other ones were not. For kapara, we had earlier in the Masechta, back in the first parak, the chatas nachshon is keilu it's an ola. It's not balachaper. But either way, says the Gemara, Shapar Kamrile. So they have a good taina, right? They, all three should be burned. So Rav Nechamila Taimei, Da'amar Kachi Shal, Opaslebu Aninus. Right? Those karbanas that were only brought then, Aninus doesn't pasel. Right? It's only the Rosh Chodesh one that would be Lidaros. Period. What about the next? Amar lo hayelo lach lo la'erev. You should have eaten it that night. Shapar Kamrile, Ksavar Aninus Laila Daraisa. Rabbi Nechem, you hold Aninus Laila's Daraisa. So it couldn't have been eaten that night anyway. That's why they had to be burned. Unlike Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda, who had most hold it's Durabanan afterwards. That's why they were trying to delay it to be able to eat it with Pinchas, but then it became Tame. Davar Acher, Valo Pinchas Hayimahen. What about the last clay? Pinchas was there. He wasn't an Onain. Shaper Kamri Lay. Savar La, Krebi Elazar, Damar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina. Loniskayim Pinchas, Acharagla Zimri. Pinchas was not a Kohen yet. Pinchas was not a Kohen. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. Right? Pinchas, why? Because it was Aaron and his sons. Right? Aaron and his sons, but not Pinchas. Pinchas was already born by the time the Meshicha took place, and it was only a Meshicha for them, for Aaron and the children and his sons, and the children that would be born afterward. That's what Rashi says. We know this Rashi from beginning of Parshas Pinchas. Right? Rashi quotes this Gemara, Brisk Hunas Olam. Even though it was already given to the Zara of Aaron, lo nitzna ela la Aaron ubana. It was only given to Aaron and his sons. She nimshachu imo ulatoldo seyem she yolidu achar hamshach hasan, and only those that would be born afterwards. Ala pincha she nola kodim lachen velo nimshach lo balach al kahuna. The Yehuda wasn't there, and therefore, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Svachim, our Gemara in Daf Kuf Aleph. That is Rashi. Why exactly was that true? Why wasn't he nimshach? Why wasn't he nimshach along with them? Ask the Gur Aryeh there on that pasuk. Vim Tomar. V'lama lo nimshachu Pinchas. Kamo shenimshachu Aaron Ivanov. If he was born already, why wasn't he nimshach? Two answers. V'yesh l'tareitz de'ein moshchin katan. U'pinchas bozo zman katan haya. Kishe nimshachu Aaron Ivanov. L'ficha lo shayach l'mshoch oso. K'shnase gadol lo shayach l'mshoch oso. Do nimshachu Aaron Ivanov. Ela kishe nimshachu Amishkan. It was too late. Ava l'mshoch oso acharkach lo yitachin. Number one, he was a katan. The od yesh lomar says the Maharal. De miut bahamshacha yoser adif. De lo nimshachu ela osan shayu muchrachin limshoach. Lefichach Aaron ibanav de lo efsher balav hachi sharein limshoach Aaron bilachud. Dim kainti hakuna betela. Shlo nodul Aaron banim achrei mashchau. They were minimized it. So they couldn't just do Aaron because he wasn't going to have any more kids. They did the sons. Lefichach moshach mashach Aaron ibanav. Avo bnei elazavi samar efsher baloim. They were trying to do as little as possible. The Sifsech HaChamim says here that no, the point is that Moshe, maybe Hashem knew, but it's better to achieve something yourself than just to be given it by others. So he wanted, Hashem wanted to give Pinchas the chance, to get it himself. Again, this would do a 40 years that he wasn't a Kohen. Right from the time they were Nimshach at the beginning, the second year, and the story of Pinchas, that was all the way at the end of the year. And also a big discussion, Aruch Laner and Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis, if he was a Kohen, if he was a Kohen beforehand, according to those days, so how did he kill? right? Tumas Kohanim, right? Ah, he knew there were the Gemara and the Midrashim talk about that he didn't die right away, but he couldn't have been so mechana alanes. That's a discussion that Aruch Lener has there in Sanhedrin Pei Beis. Let's continue. So, but what again? So, I Pinchas, why didn't he eat it? No, he went Kohen yet according to Rabbi Nechemya. Dechsib Aisalolas Arach Arab Bris Kunas Olam. Rav Ashi Amar Achesam Shalom Ben Ashvatim. He wasn't a Kohen until even later. Until later, at the end of Sefer Yoshua, Shneemar, remember when the Reuben God and Chatzim Menashe went back to Eiver HaYarden, they built this huge Mizbeach, and the Klal Yisrael thought that they were breaking away. What are you building a big Mizbeach for? They sent Pinchas as a whole entourage to find out what's going on. And he found out that, no, they were building it for Hashem as an aid to make sure that they remembered Eretz Yisrael. So he prevented a civil war, and he brought shalom between Bnei Yisrael. That's when he became a Kohen. Shdemar v'yishma Pinchas ha-Kohen. That's where he's dafka called a Kohen there. Unusiyo edav rashi alfei Yisrael v'gomer. V'idach nami. What does the other Tanam do with these psukim? V'idach nami. V'hoksi v'haisalol azaro acharav. Aye, what do you do with the pasuk in Pinchas? Kiksiv ahu lebrachu dechsev. That's lebrachu hu dechsev. Maybe it means just for him and not for his children. Tosva says, well, maybe Bnei Yisrael weren't misratze. In Dibur Askelahu, Shemelo Nisratzu lo kol Yisrael ba'usasha. Bebnisha harag nasi shevet. Righty, what? They weren't Nisratze. Ask the Briska Rav, why does the Ratzon B'nai Yisrael have anything to do with his being a Kohen? Right, he's being a Kohen. What does Ratzon Hashem have to do with it? Says the Briska Rav, no, maybe the Ratzon here that's being referred to is the Ratzon of Yisrael here means Sanhedrin. That's what he suggests here. Where's the line? He says, "V'od kasha, madua tluya hakahuna baratzon Yisrael u'muchrak the etzem riba yemeshicha u'masul esanhedrin baratzon kol Yisrael kavanatzom esanhedrin." That's what the Tosas means. Suggests the Briska Rav. Let's continue. V'idach nami aksiv v'yishma Pinchas haKohen. What does the other opinion do with the pasuk at the end of Yeshua? Hahu liyachis zara acharav. That's to emphasize to be miyachis his children after. Period. Okay, let's just quickly start the next piece. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, right? Was he a Kohen Gadol? For we have the Gemara in Tainus and Avodah Zarah. Was he a Kohen Gadol? What did he wear during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Did he wear the Big Day Kahuna? Did he not wear? But Rav says he was like the Kohen Gadol. Some say he was like a Kohen Gadol all the years. V'cholik b'kachi shemaim, and he got a Hoya. He got a portion of the Karbanas. Shenehemar me'ela miluim l'moshe haya l'mana. L'mana means he got an actual portion. Meisvev alo Pinchas ha'imahen v'yemisa lebav alo Moshe Rabbeinu ha'imahen. If Moshe could have eaten it, so why in the Brisa do they just say, hey, Pinchas could have eaten it, Moshe could have eaten it. Dilma shani Moshe detored b'shechina. Wow, what a great line. He was tarred in the Shechina every second. He had to be ready to talk to the Shechina, right? That was maybe part of the mistake of Aaron and Miriam in the story at the end of Baal Oschav. But he was constantly with the Shechina. Domer Mar Moshe, Vashkama Olo, Vashkama Yarad. Up and down, he was constantly with the Shechina, so he didn't have time to be cholik to eat the karbanos. Meisve Lechem Elokav. So the pasuk says that a bal mum can eat from kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Im nemer kachi kachim lama nemer kachim kalim. Im nemer kachi kalim lama nemer kachi kachim. Why do I have to say the bal mum can eat from both? Ilu lo nomar kachim kalim. If I didn't say kachim kalim, I'd say omer kachi. Fascinating havamina. Ha'isi omer kachi kachim uta ochel. Maybe he can only eat from kachi kachim. Shari chutzru lezar v'lahen. Because kachi kachim, where do you see kachi kachim? I have a kula because it's mutter for a zar. The czar, who's the czar, we'll see. Velohen, and to Kohanim, Kachim Kalim, Lo Yocha, maybe Kachim Kalim they shouldn't eat. Vila Lo Nomar Kachim Kachim, La Yisi Omer, and if it's only Kachim Kachim that we know about Mum Kedid, Hayyasi Omer, but Kachim Kachim Kalim Yeyochel, Shelahem, Shein Kalim. Maybe they can only eat Kachim Kalim because they're more Kal. But Kachim Kachim, Lo Yeyochel, Lakach Namer, Kachim Kachim, Lakach Namer, Kachim Kalim. So what does the Braisa mean? That a czar could eat. Katani Mia, Shari Hutru Lazar. Velohen, who is that referring to? Isn't that referring to My zor la Moshe? Isn't it referring to Moshe Rabbeinu that he ate, right? That he ate kachim, right? So Gemara says no. Amar Rav Sheshes lo. Maybe it's referring to someone else. Bibama lazar k'devri omer yesh mincha bibama. Maybe it's referring to zar, a regular zar, not Moshe Rabbeinu on a bama. So therefore, it is no kash. Again, a lot to talk about here. Again, whether Moshe Rabbeinu wore the begadim more, how long was he a kohen gadol for? But either way, we'll have to stop here. Again, as I mentioned, this next week also, I'm going to be traveling. So the daf will be up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up in the following week with the regular schedule. But either way, Hashem, every daf will get up.